Years have come and gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against his brother. Men so filled with hatred, killing one another. And over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn. Debating over morality, killing children before they're born. And fools who fight to win the right, to justify their sin. Will every nation that has fallen from within. Yet in the midst of this darkness, there is a hope, a light that burns. This little child, the King of Kings, one day will return. Oh, I believe, and I will always sing, this little child is the King. Oh, I will always sing, this little child, he is the King of Kings. And who would have thought this little child was who the prophet said will return to judge this world, the living and the dead. Oh, can't you see that long ago, so very far away, this little child, our only hope, was born a king that day.
Praise the Lord that Jesus is not coming back as a baby, but as a conquering king. He came as the lamb that would take away the sin of the world, and when he comes again, he'll come as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise God for that. We're going to begin by singing the first Noel, number 136. The words will be here. Would you stand with me as Brother Williams comes?
I'm on the first together. The first Noel, the did say, was to certain poor shepherds this field where they lay. In the field where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No. Noel, born in together. This star drew nigh to the northwest. For Bethlehem it took its rest. And there it is in together. Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord that hath made them an earth of none, and with His blood of man kind had fought the well, Noel.
Let's pray together. Father, tonight it is so good to be here. We're just so grateful, our God, for the many, many wonderful things that you do in our lives. Our Father, we're so grateful for the ministry here at Freeway. We're so grateful for our pastor and his wife and family. Lord, we're so grateful for the people that serve in the many, many areas here. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do. And our Father, we're so grateful for our Savior. Lord, as we consider His incarnation, as we consider His birth, Father, we realize that it was for us that He came. And as we consider His birth, we know that that was just a part of the overall ministry that you had planned, that it didn't end at the cross, but it went to the cross. And, oh God, we thank you for the work of redemption. Lord, we thank you that one day you're coming back. And God, in the meantime, as we live in this world that is so filled with hatred and animosity and war and lust and death, God, we're so grateful for the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Tonight, our God, we just ask that in this time that we have together now, that you minister to us, and then, Lord, that you minister through us. These things we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name beyond degree or measure. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of you. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. The only name through which I find salvation, no name on earth has meant so much to me. That name brings gladness to a soul in sorrow. life's shadows and its clouds depart. Bring strength in weakness for today, tomorrow. That name brings healing to an aching heart. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. The only name through which I find salvation. No name on earth has meant so much to me. That name still lives and will live on forever. While kings and kingdoms will forgotten be, mist or rain, 'twill be beclouded never. That name shall shine and shine eternally. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, thou blessed name which set the captive free. The only name through which I find salvation. No name on earth has meant so much to me.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue our service as we sing hymn 152, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Hymn 152 on that first together as we sing.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carol play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, good will to men on the second. I thought how
This week I received an email from a lady in Japan who said every Monday in the morning early she rises to watch the services at the Freeway Baptist Church. And so if you're in Japan watching us, welcome. And if you are here in this auditorium, welcome. We are delighted to have each and every one of you here this evening. And I trust that these few moments together will be a meaningful time and that God will work in tender hearts and that the Word of God will fall on fertile soil. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome any that may be with us tonight as a guest. And if you're our guest, you have honored us by your presence. We have a beautiful gift that we'd like to give you and some information about the Freeway Baptist Church. And we don't desire to embarrass you in any way, but we do want to say thank you for your visit with us here tonight. And so if you're a guest with us, I wonder if you'd do us a favor right now and slip your hand up so that these gentlemen can find you and place a beautiful gift in your hand. And we thank the Lord. We have a number of guests with us this evening. The Lord gave us many guests this morning also. We had a great day in the house of the Lord. To our guest, inside that packet of information is a card. And if you take a moment and just fill it out, later on in the service as the offering plate gets passed your way, if you'd please drop that card in the plate, we'd be much appreciative. And also keep that beautiful pen as a token of our appreciation for your visit with us here today. And it is so very, very important to us. I'll tell you what I would like to do at this moment. We're not going to hopefully mill about quite as much because I'm on a time schedule. I've gone on record as saying it's going to be 55 minutes. And so as the instruments play, I want to invite you to stand to your feet. Go and shake hands with three or four folks around you. Let them know you're glad they're here. Okay, there we're on. Hymn number 141. You can be seated as we sing. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, join me as we sing. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
The great tidings
them. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Pastor Chappell.
This has been a year of blessing for so many, and time would not permit us to hear from all of those that God has done a work in. But tonight, on Christmas Eve, I've asked one of our men, Brother Bill Cheslick, that has turned his life over to the Lord, and this year, God has transformed him right before our very eyes. And we love you, Bill, and I want him to come, if you would, and to share a brief word of testimony and to tell us a little bit about what's different about this Christmas. God bless you. Here you go. Oh, that's good.
I just want to say, when I think about giving my testimony, I think about amazing grace and how amazing it is that I'm standing here today by the grace of God, and that I'm walking the walk that I'm doing now, and how God is working in me. 9 months ago, a year ago, I was pretty lost and pretty messed up. And I had been for quite some time. And thanks to Freeway Baptist Church and God being in my life, I'm living in what I'd call a normal life. I used to think normal was sitting on a wash machine. But I actually know what it is like to have a normal life now. I just want to thank God for everything He's done. And all the works He's done in my life. And thank you, Pastor. Thank Terry for asking me to come.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Sometimes we come into the house of the Lord and we look all around us and we feel like there are others that have their lives all wired well together and ours are coming unraveled, and yet, you know, most of the people that found their way into a church house found their way because they were having problems. They were in trouble. And I can look back over the trouble that God has allowed into my life and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing it to come. Or perhaps apart from that trouble, I might never have come to know Jesus in the way that I do. And Bill, we love you and thank God for you. Is Brother Hilmer here tonight? I know he was planning to be here, and I know he has a personal word of testimony, but I have to let the cat out of the bag. This morning I mentioned in my message that Brother Hilmer on Thursday went outside to discover that his car had been stolen. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer man. I'm telling you, Brother Hilmer is a spirit-filled Christian gentleman. He's had a very hard month. I mean, when I say that, he's had a very, very hard time. Things that he's shared with me that I'm sure he would not share in a personal testimony. And he's been acquainted with some loss. And this was just kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And last night, as he came to the open house, a dear man in our church gave him some money, $500 it was, and said, I want to help you to get a car. And this morning, as I was greeting folks and they were walking out, a dear sweet man came and said, I want to be anonymous in this, but he said, it's men like Hilmer Holmes that helped to make America what it is today. Amen. And he's a spirit-filled man, and it seems a shame that at Christmas he should be without a car. And he said, I'd like to help him get a car. I'm going to make a donation to your deacon's fund, so that Brother Hilmer can be on his way to getting a car. And he handed me a check for $5,000. I'm going to tell you something. I believe what I preached today. I really do. But I want to tell you something. If that doesn't reinforce the message, there are not that many things that could probably in your heart. And I rejoice in God's miracle-working power, and thank God for the way that He works in our lives to prove Himself to be so faithful. We're going to sing another Christmas hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night, number 147. Let's stand to our feet as Brother Williams comes.
As we sing, Silent Night,
standing as the ushers come and as we prepare to receive our Sunday evening offering, I want to say that God is so good to us. He's faithful all the time. And I trust that in this Christmas time of year, you'll give a gift to the one whose birth we celebrate because you love Him. Not because simply He gave you something and you feel obligated to give it back. But would you understand how much He loves you? And would you love Him back? And God will bless you in a rich, rich way as you do. Brother John Scholes, lead us in prayer for the offering, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we just pray tonight, Lord, that the love that You have for us will permeate our minds and our hearts and go out from us to others around us. Just radiate Your love to us, Lord. That's our prayer for tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. You may be seated.
Shepherds sat on a hillside, looking up at the stars. While the world fell asleep, unaware just how deep was the darkness the night. And the night before Christmas, it seemed to be just night. But the wind blew like something was coming. that their mercy prevails. The cedar dances free, while all of nature it sees held its breath on the night before Christmas.
Take your Bibles tonight and go to the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. As I made my way to church tonight, I was a little frustrated because the traffic around the Catholic Church was slowing me up. And I'm thankful tonight that we have Christians that are Christians all year and that love the Lord and are faithful to Him, not just occasionally, but faithfully. And I believe when we understand who Jesus is, and what He did at Christmas, and what He came to accomplish here on this earth, how can we be any other way? The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." May we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, as we pause for a moment in the busyness of life to reflect upon the Christ of Christmas, I pray that these might be meaningful moments, and for many might they be eternity-altering moments
For we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Have I told you how wonderful Jesus is? When I think about who He is and who I am, it amazes me that He would choose to love me. I have to say that whatever anybody's testimony may be tonight, that there's not one of us that is deserving of the least of His favor. And the only reason why we can sit here tonight is not because we are so good, but because He is so wonderful. And tonight, as we celebrate the birth of the Lord, it might be easy for us to get wrapped up in all of the stresses and the busyness and the formality and the tradition and the revelry and forget for a moment just how wonderful He is. But let me beg you not to do it. Would you just remember how wonderful He really is? Tonight there may be those seated in this auditorium that are thinking of days gone by and wishing for glimpses of those moments back in their life. And perhaps there are those that have hopes of better days yet to come. But whatever your situation in life, I want to tell you that whatever you have, it is eminently better than what you and I deserve, because He's wonderful. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That is a statement that is often read and often quoted at this time of year. But were that not in the Bible, were that truth revealed in that line, I tell you that there is no salvation. There is no hope. For in that simple line, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, we find the truth, and that is this: Jesus is God. He was given. He is the Son of God. I spoke yesterday to my daughter, Sarah, and Sarah said, "Dad, we had some people come to the door that were Jehovah's Witnesses today. And they got into an argument at the door about whether Jesus is God." Make no mistake about it. The Bible declares it so. And Jesus, born of a virgin, was not conceived by the seed of any depraved man, but conceived of by the very Holy Spirit of God. And make no mistake tonight that if Jesus is not God, all of this is vain. All of it. But tonight, would you notice that Jesus, the one whose name is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, was so wonderful in His birth. And friends, there are those in the halls of higher education that would debate the virgin birth of Jesus Christ and debate the deity of Jesus Christ and question the veracity of His claims and try to undermine the miracles which He performed, trying to rationalize away the gospel. But would you embrace tighter than ever the doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, so that you may know that you are a child of the One who came by the seed of the Holy Spirit of God, born of the womb of the virgin. And Jesus today, whose name is Wonderful, was wonderful in His birth. For no man has ever been born like Jesus was born. Praise the Lord, no man will ever be born like Jesus was born, because He is wonderful. He was wonderful in His birth. And I want to tell you that He was wonderful in His life. He went about, the Bible says in the book of Acts, doing good. I want you to realize that Jesus was 100% God, while at the same time wearing a robe of flesh that made Him 100% man. And though I can't explain or understand in my finite mind all that that involves, I believe it by faith. And today we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet He remained without sin. Why? He is God, and He is wonderful. He was wonderful in His birth, and no man was ever born like Jesus was born, and no man has ever lived as Jesus has lived. Friend, today Jesus was wonderful in His life. He remained without sin, and that made Him the candidate for the cross that could come forth in an absolute righteousness, purge, wash away with His own blood the sins of all mankind. He was wonderful in His birth, and He was wonderful in His life, and He was wonderful in His works. You see, Jesus never attended a funeral where He didn't raise the dead. Praise the Lord, He never attended a wedding without creating a stir, turning the water into wine. Praise God, He made the blind to see and the lame to walk. He fed the hungry. He calmed the seas. He spoke peace to the troubled soul. He healed those that were disenfranchised and downhearted and infirm in their flesh, because He was wonderful in His works. You know, Jesus was wonderful in His words. The Bible tells us that never a man spake like this man. I'm grateful today that Jesus, who is wonderful, was wonderful in His birth. He was wonderful in His life. He was wonderful in His works. No man has ever been like Jesus. No man ever will be in just this way. And thank God He was wonderful in His words. And it was wonderful when He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. But Jesus did not come simply to be born in a manger and live a nice life and do great things and say great things and to die a noble death, to have some great historian write great things about Him. For the Bible tells us that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And because Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, He had to go to an old rugged cross. And there on a cross, after suffering cruelty and beatings, the likes of which have never been measured out upon any man, there He hung for 6 hours in nakedness and shame, while the world looked on and taunted, and hell and the flesh hurled their worst at Jesus. And Jesus took upon Himself the sins of all mankind, the sins of the pedophile and the sins of the murderer and the sins of the child abuser and the sins of the liar and the sins of the thief and the sins of the perjurer and the sins of that malignant person and that person filled with lasciviousness, the sin of the adulterer, the sin of the pornographer, the sin of that one who defiles himself with mankind. I want to tell you that Jesus took upon Himself the sins of all mankind so that He could become sin for us who knew no sin, that we, you and I, might be made the righteousness of God in the very person of Jesus Christ. And as such, there He hung between heaven and earth, and He cried out to His Father, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And when He gave up the ghost, He surrendered His life. No man took it from Him, but He laid it down willingly. And I tell you tonight, He was wonderful in His death for us. He was wonderful in His death, but I'm glad that it didn't end there. For the Bible says they took Him down and they laid Him in a grave, and there He laid for 3 days. And I want to tell you, while the devil danced a jig and while the high priest and the Pharisees and the scribes threw a party thinking that they had silenced the one who
falsely claimed to be the Son of God. On that third day, as the earth shook, Jesus Christ, by His own power, came up out of that grave and proved Himself to be exactly who He said He is, and that is God, a very God's. He was wonderful in His birth. He was wonderful in His life. He was wonderful in His works. He was wonderful in His words. He was wonderful in His death. But praise the Lord, He was wonderful in His resurrection. He was wonderful in His ascension as the disciples stood there and watched as He ascended into heaven. And there He charged them and said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in all Samaria and in Judea and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And then there were angels in white raiment that said, "This same Jesus which ye have seen go into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go." And I tell you that Jesus, who is wonderful, was wonderful in His ascension. Praise the Lord that Jesus didn't have the story end right there, because there He sits at the right hand, exalted on the throne on high, and He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. And He is our propitiation, that which satisfies God and imparts grace to us. And in His present ministry, He is wonderful. For without the present ministry of Jesus Christ, how lost would we be? But praise the Lord, the story does not end there. Because this same Jesus which ye have seen go into heaven shall so come in like manner. And one day, and maybe tonight, not very far away, it will be soon, we'll see the eastern skies array like never before. And Jesus will capture His bride out of this world, the living and the dead, to capture them away to ever live and be with the Lord. What a wonderful day that's going to be. He whose name is wonderful was wonderful in His birth. He was wonderful in His life. He was wonderful in His works. Wonderful in His words. Wonderful in His death. Wonderful in His resurrection. Wonderful in His ascension. Wonderful in His presence. Ministry, and He will be wonderful when He comes in glory to catch us away. His name is wonderful. And would you just see Jesus tonight, high and lifted up? Would you just embrace Him in your heart and know how wonderful He is to you, to come from the realms of glory and to condescend to us who are sinners, that He might save us? Because He's wonderful. And would you hit the pause button in your house sometime tonight or in the morning? And would you gather the family together and hold hands and just pray and worship a wonderful Savior and thank that wonderful Savior for the gift that came down on Christmas morning? His name is wonderful. I get so ashamed sometimes at the way that I pass the holiday, because everything seems to take on a greater significance than Jesus. But I want to be overwhelmed with a wonderful Savior. His name is wonderful. I had one goal tonight when I stepped up here, and it was to lift up Jesus. And if I've done that, the night will be a success. His name is wonderful. Heavenly Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for how wonderful He is. Our heads are bowed just for a moment. Perhaps there's one here in this room that would say, "I don't know. If I died tonight, I'd spend forever in heaven. But I'm concerned about it." And if there's one like that, I'd like to remember you in prayer. I won't embarrass you. But if there's one that would say, "Pastor, I'm not sure that heaven is my home, but I'm concerned about it." And you would say, "Pastor, pray for me." I wonder if you just right now lift your hand so that I might see where you're seated and pray for you. Is there one at all? God bless you. Is there someone else? I see in this hand, is there someone else? God bless you. If you lifted a hand you'd like to be sure, would you just right now, while no one is looking,
meet me at the front? Would you just step out and join me right here at the front? Would you come? Would you? Would you like to know that heaven is your home? Would you come right now? God bless you. Jenny. Father God, we rejoice in how wonderful You are that on this night You would give the most precious gift ever given to a young girl. May this be the greatest Christmas she's ever experienced. For we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.